Hello, my amazing, amazing friends. How are you guys doing? I hope that you're doing fantastic, and I hope that you had an amazing Halloween as well. I know I've asked before, and a lot of you told me what you were doing for Halloween, and a lot of you messaged me as well about it, which is really cute. But I am wondering how it all went for you guys. Did you do anything fun? What's the tea? What happened? I want to know everything. Feels like I haven't chatted to you guys in a freaking minute, even though it's only been a few days. But the truth is, I really miss talking to you guys, especially streaming and talking to you on stream. Which, by the way, to many of you that showed up to my stream last time, that's very kind of you. Thank you guys for supporting me and not forgetting about me. That means the world. Just your full support literally is what I strive for. Like, you guys make me very happy, so let's get that out of the way first. Just wanted to thank you for all the support that you've been giving me lately, and just your amazing, amazing messages to me. I really love them, and I look forward to them. But moving on, if you guys are curious, I did have a pretty boring Halloween this year. I was supposed to go to a party that I didn't go to. Honestly, I was just really exhausted and I wasn't really feeling it, so I kind of bailed. And I went and did some shopping instead. Very typical of me. I do a lot of shopping, which is not good because, I gotta be saving, but I'm torn between life is too short to do that and then you should do it and be responsible. So, welcome to my life, I guess. But for someone like me who loves shopping and adores it, it is definitely very hard not to spend money. What a nice way to start off this freaking ramble. Oh my goodness. Moving on from that, like I was saying, Halloween wasn't all that eventful for me, but something pretty funny happened that I have to tell you guys about. It was just hilarious. Like, I can't not tell you. So we have recently installed cameras all around our house just to be safe, which if you haven't done that, definitely do it. Get on it, get on it. There's just been a lot of thieves around and like scary stuff going on in the world, so we thought it would be a good idea to install cameras, which is really good for us because we caught this hilarious thing that happened this Halloween. So since we were out, me and my mom and my sister and brother were out trick-or-treating, we were like, okay, and my dad was at work. We were like, okay, let's leave like a bowl of candy outside, right in front of the camera on like a table, and let's leave a sign above it that says take three, because the camera's watching. We kind of wanted to spook them around a little bit, and also wanted to make it fair for the other kids so everyone can get candy, Some listened and some unfortunately didn't. It was really funny because this group of boys, they were kind of older a little bit, maybe around, say 15, 16, maybe a little older than that. They weren't young, And they were out trick-or-treating. I think it was a group of like four or five boys. One of them was dressed as Santa, particularly. So the first boy in the group came up to the door and he realized there's a sign that says, oh, there's a camera. So he realized there's a camera. He only took two candies and he even showed the camera. He's like, look, I took two candies. But then he forgot to tell his friend about the cameras, right? His friend didn't read the sign. It was really funny because you just see his friend running up to the door saying, oh my God, a bowl. He grabs the bowl and he just shoves all the candy and the bowl in his bag, you guys. He literally took the entire bowl of candy in his bag and he ran, and his friends were all up for it. They were like, yeah bro, get it, get it, get it. So they took our bowl with all of our candy, and we got it on the camera. It was just really funny because these boys aren't even that young, so they should have common sense, right? Not to steal. But no, they literally just snatched the entire bowl and it was still full of candy. And then this other group of boys came after them and they realized they saw everything that happened and they yelled to the guy and they were like, hey, the camera caught everything, right? And he sounded really scared. I don't think he slept the entire night after that, knowing he was caught on camera. But it was definitely really funny just to see how excited people get around free candy, I guess. But honestly, I wasn't mad about it. I was like, if anything, I found it funny. I was like, whatever. I mean, I just hope he doesn't go into a sugar coma, you know? I did think it was a little disrespectful, though, especially because it is stealing, technically. And he is a bit of on the older side, so he should know better. But, oh well, it happened. It's over. Either way, we didn't know what we were going to do with the rest of the candy, so he did us a favor by taking all of it. But it was just really funny, and my mom and I were talking about it all night. Like, did that really just happen? And it was funny, because when we came back home, we were driving into, like, walking into our driveway, and we saw them running. So we came, like, right after he had just stolen the bowl, so we could have caught him, but he didn't, unfortunately. He ran away, but while he was running, my sister screamed for him, and she was like, I hope you enjoy those. Oh, it was eventful, to say the least. But it was a little sad, too, because I feel like we didn't get a lot of trick-or-treaters this year. It was a little bit dry. We did still get a few people, though, which was kind of cute, because we decorated our house. So obviously, when a house is decorated, people are going to think, oh, they have candy, right? But we weren't home, so we thought, let's leave the candy outside, because obviously my cat can't hand it out. It was just really funny, and we got it all on camera. We literally rewatched that video sometimes for a laugh, and it works every time. So that's a little story that happened to me recently, in case you guys were curious as to what is going on in my life. Ever since my last ramble, not much has really gone on, like nothing new. I did post the Q&A that you guys loved, and I have also decided to make Q&As like a monthly thing, so I will be doing monthly Q&As for you guys. And you can leave me all of your beautiful questions on my post so I can answer them the month after. I just think it's a nice way for you guys to get to know me better, other than these ramples, which are really nice to do. You know, I'm definitely more than just my audios. Like, I am my own person, and I like to put a lot of my personality into my audios. So hopefully you guys notice that. And most of my audios, obviously not all, I'm not mean, I'm not rude, I'm not bratty. I mean, I can be a little bratty, but only sometimes. So obviously I don't relate to all of my characters, but some of them I do. I hope you guys enjoyed the Halloween audios that I gave you. I wish more of you would comment. I feel like a lot of you are shy. You don't leave comments on my posts, but I wish you would. Because I love seeing you guys' feedback and your opinions. They mean the world to me. Because at the end of the day, these are audios I'm putting out for you, for your listening, for your enjoyment. So it means a lot to me when some of you go out of your way to comment, especially those of you that watch or listen to my entire rambles and you leave me little emojis. You guys know who you are. You make me very happy. Thank you. Speaking of, seeing as that is a tradition, I think, let's do it again. I should really think about these before I start recording. Leave a orange heart in the comments if you have an orange heart in your emojis. Leave that in the comments down below, and that's how I know that you've made it into this audio. 9 minutes in, by the way. You're a real one for that. Yeah, I just love seeing you guys' comments and your emojis, and just knowing that some of you listen to me speak about pretty much anything is very sweet, very kind. I love it. And by the way, you guys, please feel free to leave me recommendations as to what other stuff you want me to add to my Patreon, because I want to try to make this as worth it as possible for you guys. I want to give you a lot of amazing content, so just, yeah, let me know if there's anything new you want me to do or incorporate, and I'd love to do that. You know, your opinion means literally the world to me. I've said this before, but I'm saying it again. Yeah, it means a lot. Jesus, moving on. I feel like every time I do these rambles, I start getting thirsty and then my mouth hurts from talking so much. I'm really excited to watch the Black Panther movie that's coming out. When does it come out? I think like November. Is it November 11? 12? Something like that? I don't know. I'm seeing it on the 12th, I think. On Saturday, soon. I'm really excited for it. Also a little bit nervous to see how they're going to continue it and how it's going to go about after, obviously, you know, the unfortunate passing. Definitely going to be very interesting. Also, another movie that I'm really excited for is Avatar 2, aka the Blue Creatures movie, if you know, you know. I love that movie. It's one of my favorites. I think it's phenomenal. All the editing that goes into it is beautiful. I love Pandora. I love everything about that movie. And I've been literally anticipating and waiting for part two for so long. So I just can't wait to go into theaters and watch it again, hopefully in 3D. I did hear that it's going to be 3 hours long, which is understandable since the first one's also very long. But holy crap, that's a long time, isn't it? But like, I would also hope that it would be that long since you want it to be worth it after all of these years, right? I don't know. Also makes me nervous. Like, what's going to happen in 3 hours? God, I hope no one dies. Ugh. Goodness, I don't want to make myself sad right now, because I still remember in the first one, a lot of characters died. What was his name? The brother of Neytiri. I always forget his name, but I really liked his character development, and then he died, and I was like, why do you have to kill the good characters? And then the other scientist lady as well, Grace, I think was her name. Yeah, it's just unfortunate. I actually did go back to the theater recently to watch the Avatar, the first one again, because they put it in the movies again. So I went and watched it in 3D, which was definitely a nice experience. It's kind of like watching the movie all over again. Really makes you appreciate it and how beautiful it is and all of the hard work that goes into it. I still remember when I went to Disney, I went to Animal Kingdom, which is a beautiful park in Disney World, and they had about 3 Avatar rides. I went on one of the rides. I think it was called, like you ride on one of the, God, how do I, why can't I think of the word? You know, like the bird creatures in the Avatar movie. You ride on one of those, and you kind of like, it's like you're flying in the movie. It's so cool. I was literally geeking out when I was like on it. I was like, holy crap, is this real right now? Like, Disney is on a new level. I'm telling you guys, it's insane. Just to see all the things that they're able to come out with now, all the advanced technology is really, really cool. I know sometimes it feels like there isn't a lot of, improvements. I mean, for God's sake, people expected there to be flying cars in 2022, right? But there's definitely a lot of other stuff going on that's really cool as well that we don't know about until we go experience it and we're like, okay, so maybe there is more to this than I thought there was, right? Yeah, it was experience. Definitely let me know if any of you like that movie and if you're excited for the second one as well. Another movie I watched that I think I've talked about in my previous stream, maybe, was Black Adam. Did I talk about that? Okay, in case I haven't, it was definitely a good movie. Wasn't as good as I thought it would be, but I still enjoyed it a lot. And there's also a new movie that came out called Ticket to Paradise. It is Julia Roberts and George Clooney. It was definitely a little cliche, like your typical comedy movie, but I really like those feels-good kind of movies that just, you can kick back, watch, and laugh at, you know? It was kind of like an irrelevant movie in a way. Like, funny, but not ridiculously funny. I enjoyed it. I really like Julia Roberts. I think she's an amazing actress. I mean, she's been doing this for so long. My mom loves her a lot. She watches all of her movies. So I mostly went for my mom because I wanted her to go watch it, but I went and watched it with her, and I really liked it. It was definitely worth it. But I'm sure it'll come out on like HBO or something soon, so you guys can watch it on there if you don't want to go watch it in the movies, you know? It was worth it, though. I'm just a huge nerd when it comes to movies. I love them. Like, any new movie that comes out, I want to go be the first one to watch them and talk about them, and I just love that. I don't know. I can't explain it. But yeah, I'm not quite sure what other movies they have coming out soon. Guess we'll have to wait and see, right? Another show that I've been watching recently, which is very, very, very cringy, is Love is Blind. It is a reality show on Netflix, which I'm not gonna lie is very bad. But it's the kind of show that's bad and good at the same time. Like, it's bad, but you can't stop watching it. And it's definitely the kind of show you'd watch when you have nothing else to watch. It's kind of funny, just the concept of it. Like, people that go on the show, and they talk to one another behind, like, walls, so they can't see how they look. And they just get to know each other based on the voice. So they pretty much fall in love with each other's voice and their personality. And then they finally meet and decide to get married and all that. You have to watch it to understand what I mean. But I think the concept is really cool. It kind of reminds me of me in a way, because like, this is my job. I literally talk on a microphone for you guys. And a lot of you really like my voice, which is really sweet. I think my voice tells a story, right? So that show kind of reminds me of that you really can fall in love with someone's voice. It's a thing. Like, you can really be attracted to someone's voice and like that about them. It's very normal. I'm like that too. I like a nice voice on a guy. But if it's not nice, it's no big deal. It's not like a must. Like, you don't have to have a nice voice, you know? It is what it is. If you do, it's just like an addition, I think. But, oh, my neck is hurting me. Oh my goodness. I got a new chair, which is not the most comfortable. I clearly don't have the best taste in chairs. I don't know how to pick them. If you guys have any, like, comfortable chair recommendations, let me know. Preferably off Amazon or something, because I want it to be easier to, like, or, like, fast shipping, because I have Prime. Preferably white or pink, because that's the vibe I like. You know? It's bad, because you can never find like a decent sturdy pink chair. I feel like they all suck, speaking from experience, obviously. But yeah, definitely let me know if you guys have any recommendations. I would really appreciate that. You would be saving my life, quite literally, and my neck. I'm just not the best with picking that kind of stuff. I always end up choosing the pretty things, not the what's the word? Not the good things. I'm definitely influenced by, like, appearance on things. Like, if I see a cute lip gloss, I'll buy it just because it's cute, but it might be really gross on the lips and I'll never wear it again. That's me. I do that a lot. I also have, like, a huge obsession with lip gloss. Like, I have a whole box of lip gloss in my room. It's very bad. My mom's always like, stop buying lip gloss, you don't need all of this. But I'm just a sucker for it. I love the glitter, I love the way it looks. I don't know, just really pretty. I like it more than lipstick, because lipstick can dry out the lips and make you feel kind of gross. But lip gloss is like, so amazing. Definitely always going for lip gloss. You guys, I'm so excited for Christmas. I cannot wait, and I can't wait to record plenty of amazing holiday audios for you, all the good vibes. It's gonna be so much fun. We're having a pink Christmas this year, so we have already started decorating our house and everything, and you guys know I'm a sucker for pink. It's literally my entire personality at this point. So we bought like pink tree ornaments and cute little gingerbread houses and cute little fake trees and just all sorts of stuff, because we want to have a pink Christmas, because last year we've had like a typical, you know, red and green Christmas like every other year, but we switched it up this year and I'm really excited. Also super excited for Black Friday. Oh my god, I don't need to spend more money, but like, hello, it's Black Friday. Who else is excited for that? Like, I don't know, I would never be the kind of person who would go and wait outside like a long line outside Best Buy to buy a TV. You'd never catch me doing that. No, thank you. I just think some people can be so over the top with that stuff. Like, they'll literally wait outside in the freezing cold so they can buy a TV for like $100 cheaper. I don't know. Don't do that to yourself, guys. You don't want to get frostbite. You know what I mean? You don't want your legs to hurt. Just work at your own pace. Also, order stuff online, because why not? Like, makes your life way easier. Especially on Amazon, because Amazon always has, like, the good deals. I swear, Amazon has everything. It's insane. Like, every time I want something, Amazon has it. Or if I want something but I don't know the name of it, Amazon has it. I'm like, okay, wait, I want this thing, but there's no way Amazon has it, right? I look it up, guess what? They have it. Like, what the heck? Can they stop making everything? It's so annoying. I can't keep spending my money on Amazon. Oh my goodness. I need to have a talk with, what's his name, Jeff Bezos? Is that his name? Oh my god. I might be so wrong with that. Why am I so terrible with names? Holy crap. I have like a I have short, okay, I don't actually have short-term memory loss, but I'm thinking of the Dory line where she says, I have short-term memory loss. That's what I'm thinking of right now. I'm not very good with remembering things. I forget quite easily, so things don't really stick in my head unless I make them or write them down or something. I forget things really easily, you guys. Really easily. But I can never forget about you, because you guys are my everything and I love you. And like I said, if you've made it this far into the audio, 22 minutes, oh my god, leave a orange heart, and that way I'd know that you are an amazing, amazing person. Either way, you're amazing. Don't be shy. Leave me all your comments. You guys know I love when you talk to me, okay? Make me feel appreciated here. I'm just kidding. You guys do that anyways. I love you all so much, and I really hope that you guys have an amazing Thanksgiving this year. Spend it with your loved ones. If not, if you don't celebrate it, just eat plenty of food. Why not? Food is amazing. But yeah, I hope you guys have an amazing November, and I hope that you enjoy all of the audios I have coming this month, as well as next month and the end of this year, and for as long as I can do this. I'm always going to do this for you guys. I will not leave you, I promise. So yeah, I just hope you have an amazing November, an amazing Thanksgiving. And remember that I'm very grateful for you, and I love you all so much. Take care of yourselves, and I'll see you in my next ramble. Bye.